There you go, she said as she watched him stand. Aiden was hot. No question she would go out with him if he asked her on a date. She walked him to the register and rang him up. That's $18.50, she said, trying to stuff her worry. He handed her $2.20s. Don't bother with the change. She blinked at him, about to tell him it was too much when he held up his hand. Hey, how about I give you my number, and if something is wrong when you get home, you can text me. Sure. She entered his number into her phone and immediately sent him a text. He met her gaze and blinked a few times. Worry about her mom kept her from loading on the heavy flirting. Now you'll have my number if I forget to text you. A stunning smile spread across his face and her breath caught. Thanks. Again, Aiden looked like he was about to say something. He didn't. Another customer came in, and Aiden walked out. Why wouldn't he ask her out? She cleaned her area, sweeping for Rebecca, her chair neighbor, since she didn't have much. The tasks she had to do to clean her station seemed to take forever, but it wasn't any longer than usual. She was desperate to find out what was up with her mom. Worry filled her on the drive home. When she pulled up and found her mother's car in the garage, she dug out her phone from her purse and checked her text.